You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Wednesday, the 11th of December 2024. The Australian share market fell 0.5% today. The details will be had with Francesco De Stratis from Ord Minnett. But first to the jobs market ahead of tomorrow's official unemployment report. New data revealing the jobs market continuing to soften, but there's one sector which could be gearing up for a growth phase. Job ads fell nearly 2% in November, according to the government's Internet Vacancy Index, and that continues a year-long trend of declines with notable drops in postings for technicians and trades workers. Overall, though, job ads are still 30% higher than in 2019. Jobs and Skills Australia notes, though, while online job ads for financial investment advisors and managers remain sluggish, the sector could be on the cusp of a hiring surge. For more, I spoke with Sarah Aboud, the CEO of Financial Advice Association Australia, and first asked her if she's seen any evidence of that.
Yes, absolutely we are. And there's a couple of factors that are leading to that. So demand for financial advice is high and is continuing to grow. One of the indicators we use is the number of people who are retiring, because that's a trigger for a lot of people to seek financial advice. And over the next decade, something like 800 people a day will be retiring. So that's a lot of people that need advice and support on a really critical transition in their lives. The other thing that's happening at the same time is the number of financial advisors who are out there to support consumers has halved in the last 5 years. So we're down to 15,505 financial advisors, and that's not enough to service existing demand, let alone the demand that will be increasing over the next decade. So yes, absolutely, there's a big demand supply crunch happening at the moment.
It also says a skills mismatch appears to be driving shortages in this area, prompting employers to explore what it's saying are creative solutions to fill vacancies. Can you tell me how so, and how can you attract more people to the sector?
Yes, so a couple of things there. I think the first point to make is that to be a financial advisor, you need to have completed a very specific degree. You need a degree in financial planning, and you also need to complete a professional year of 1,600 hours. So that takes time. It's a four-year lead time to train a new financial advisor, and we know that that's concerning because the demand and the need is very much there now. The other points there around some changes to the categories of who's captured in this survey, which we're working with Jobs and Skills Australia on. But we think that's the biggest issue, that there just aren't enough people that meet the requirements to be a financial advisor to fill the demand.
Speaking of categories, they are going to change, because we know these new plan reforms the government has in mind, like the creation of a lower class of financial advisor providing basic financial advice. To what extent do you think that will attract workers, and do you think these reforms are a good thing?
Yes, look, we do think it will help. So this new class of advisor, it doesn't have a name yet, but these are people who will be able to assist Australians with more simple queries, information about the products perhaps that they already hold, and so on. So that will certainly meet some of the demand and will help. But for us, we think another big advantage of this reform is that these people can go on to be full professional financial advisors. The new class will probably focus on specific topics, relatively narrow areas of advice. Whereas if you go to see a full professional financial advisor, they can look across all of your product holdings, all of your goals, all of your financial needs and strategies, and help you as a one-stop shop. So yeah, it's helping with simple advice, but also potentially the financial advisors of the future.
If, as Jobs and Skills Australia is saying, that the financial advice sector could be gearing up for a growth phase, is there anything that can be done to encourage more people to look at the profession and also to support them?
Yes, look, we're very keen, as you can probably tell, for more financial planners. The need is huge. And we will be launching an advertising campaign next year, because we think one of the issues is familiarity. A lot of people who might be choosing a degree or considering a career change might not even realise that financial advice is a full profession now, and there's a very kind of well set path to become a financial advisor. So we want to raise awareness of the profession. The advisors who are in the profession really love what they do because your whole job effectively is to help your clients be better off. And we think that that is very attractive for people who are maybe considering a change of career or thinking about what degree they might want to do at university. So that's a gap, and we're hoping to fill it with advertising. Anyone who's interested in becoming a financial planner, there's a section on our website called Careers in Financial Planning at FAAA.au. We would love it if some of your viewers could take a look and consider the opportunity, because one of the challenges we face is we don't have enough planners from linguistically diverse backgrounds, for example, and we want to make sure that our profession is serving the community. So that's something I'd love to get the word out about.
That's Sarah Aboud there from Financial Advice Association Australia.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
The Australian share market fell today. The S&P ASX 200 down by 0.5%. For more, I spoke with Francesco De Stratis, a financial advisor at Ord Minnett. Francesco, the market's down today. Why?
Yeah, Ricardo, well, we had a negative lead from Wall Street and we're down about the same on percentage terms. It's pretty broad across the market. The market's been a little bit overvalued for some time now. And every time there's a bit of, I suppose, negative news coming out of the US or negative markets out of the US and the rest of the world, we follow that lead. So there's particularly a lot of stocks trading on fairly high PEs at the moment and they're leading the race downwards at the moment, but you know, there's nothing to be afraid of. I just think there's a bit of a checks and balances in the market at the moment.
The Reserve Bank held interest rates as expected yesterday, but there was a language pivot suggesting a cut is imminent, right? What's the market now thinking?
Yeah, so I think Michelle Bullock's got a bit softer on her sort of commentary on upwards movements. And probably a little bit more leaning towards downwards movements. Inflation is still above the target range of 2 to 3%, so I can't see them moving too quickly, although there is a lot of commentary around the Reserve Bank moving in February, which is the next meeting. There are two meetings prior to an election, or to a forced election anyway. So I think if she is going to move, they're potentially right in that she probably will go in February rather than just before an election. And there is another meeting just after a potential election as well. So we look at last week, we saw GDP numbers were a bit softer, wage inflation's a bit softer, and NAB business confidence survey was pretty soft as well. So on the economic side of things, we're looking at it fairly soft. Inflation's still a bit high. So I think we're at a balancing point at the moment.
How much does this view that the potential for a rate cut now in February have to do with a tumble in the Australian dollar more recently? Because it's still now well below 64 US cents. And are there any other factors contributing to it?
Yeah, look, I think today the main factor is that the market is looking towards a rate cut earlier than the Reserve Bank had perceived it or had alluded to. Obviously, interest rate differentials around the world make a difference in where very large investments are made in the bond market. So I think if we get a bit closer to the cash rate in the US, then I suppose there's less demand for our bonds here in the Australian market, and therefore that'll push the market down. Commodity prices also have a bit of an influence there. We saw commodity prices rise the other day quite a bit because China's stimulus was, I suppose, being increased a bit. But I think the noise from that has softened off a bit. So I think the main driver for the currency movement today definitely is that Reserve Bank alluding to a rate cut.
Any other company news you're keeping an eye on today?
Look, you know, the market's fairly broad across a range of sectors, but we've seen South32 put out an announcement today. There's civil unrest in Mozambique where they have an aluminium mine, and that means they've had to withdraw their guidance on the production numbers that are coming out of there. So obviously that's going to increase costs on the basis of when they shut down that mine and having to restart it will change the cost structure. But on the other side of it, it might sort of push alumina prices a bit higher. But at the same time, the market's a bit cautious on South32 because of that. The share price down quite a few percentage points Sigma and Chemist Warehouse merger. The ACCC has approved that merger. It looks like it'll probably go ahead by the end of March next year. Paperwork will probably be out to shareholders before the end of this year. So that looks like it's progressing well. Share price hasn't done a great deal from that. I think the rise in the share price is giving existing shareholders a bit of confidence there.
And finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors as we lead into Christmas and go into the new year?
Yeah, look, I still think the China stimulus is the key. If we see a little bit more stimulus come out of China, that might trigger some foreign investors to rotate out of the banks and into the resources sector. The banks, in particular CBA, is very expensive on a PE multiple of about 27 times. It's hard to find an analyst in the marketplace that is recommending buying. In fact, most of them are recommending downsizing people's exposure to CBA. So I think we'll need some sort of trigger. If China pushes a bit more stimulus into their economy, that could trigger a move out of the banks and into the resources sector. I think the US presidential election has caused a bit of, created a bit of confusion in the marketplace, not just here, obviously, but in the US as well. Look, if you look at past presidential periods, pretty much most of them, the markets have improved over the 4 years of a presidential period. That doesn't matter what side of politics you come from, Democrats or Republicans. So I think, the caution around Trump and his tariffs, I think he's just going to use those political weapons. I think their markets will benefit off the back of that. The rest of the world will ride that coattail. So I think we're preparing for a positive market over the next couple of years.
That is Francesco De Stratis there from Ord Minnett.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.